Look at that. You tuned in. It's actually happening. I cannot tell you how truly excited I am to be bringing you this podcast. I can't believe it's actually live. Thanks so much for all the people behind me supporting this little venture. Starting something new is always a challenge. And the first advice I would give if you're thinking of starting off yourself is to make sure you are around people that support you and keep pushing you to explore more. So, in this intro episode, I thought I would relax in with you guys and girls and just let you get to know me a little. Look, I'm not going to bore you with a long list of credentials and sell myself like a Cockney local down Borough Market, although I have been noted for my excellent array of accents. I just wanted to open up a window, you know, and let you have a peek. Peek of who I am as a person, what makes me laugh, the things that I love, and why I felt the burning desire to start this podcast. I want this podcast to feel like a friend, like someone you are having a chat with, a place where you can ask questions and actually be part of it. So here we go. First and foremost, I am actually a people person. There's no two ways about it. I like chatting, talking, and babbling away. I'm also incredibly animated, passionate, sensitive, and gullible. In a room full of people, you would have to be blind not to notice me come in. I'm ready to engage the moment I see a crowd or a smile, or food, depending. I love finding out about people and learning from them, helping them and providing honest, thoughtful advice to think upon or use in their everyday life. I think from the moment I could speak, it was a given I was going to fall into some kind of relationship building, coaching, or teaching kind of career. So, if you put all of those together, you get recruitment. And ultimately, this is what I've been involved in over the last 8 years. Along my journey, I realised I'm not your typical blue suit recruiter. I say blue suit as all those fast-moving, swift, trample-over-you kind of recruiters, and there is a lot of them, wear blue suits. The shiny kind, with a crisp white shirt and a semi-loud tie and a cheeky grin that basically says, the game is on. I realised pretty quickly that this was not for me. In fact, it was so not for me that I almost thought I wasn't cut out for the job. I actually hate confrontation, and the thought of lying to get to the top or blatantly stepping over others actually makes me feel sick. So I knew I was not really a typical recruiter personality. After finding my feet and working through a couple of teams, I really began building my network of people based on nice relationships, good interactions, and quality engagements. I genuinely enjoy building solutions, helping companies retain employees by working through a good recruitment strategy, and ultimately placing a candidate where the match is fireworks, where it's an equal hit, where the candidate cannot wait to start the new role and the company cannot wait for them to start their new career journey. I realise that I like the whole package of recruitment, the whole piece from both sides. It's not just about finding the right candidate and throwing a CV. It's finding the right companies that you can work really well with and where you can closely help and advise, where you are seen and valued as a business partner, where you are trusted and where there is respect. Unfortunately, our industry doesn't get a good rap for trust or respect. However, there are good recruiters out there. You just have to find one. I have pretty much always worked 360 recruitment, both client and candidate. And I don't see myself moving too far from that. Just before lockdown, I began developing a new client engagement function within Saunders Scott, where I would visit all of our clients on site and look deeper into our relationship and make sure that the value was being hit on both sides. However, since lockdown, where we have been unable to move much, I've continued on the 360 to make sure we are able to successfully come through this time. All clients and colleagues are all supporting each other so we can come out of the other side, which has been wonderful. My main desire through client direct engagement is to develop the relationships and understanding the kind of people and teams that clients and companies are looking for and how they want to develop their workforce. It's important for a good recruiter to be close to the business and help build amazing teams through knowledge and understanding of the company culture, people and value. When engaging new candidates, I do this by networking, building referral, candidate relationships, career coaching and social online initiatives such as this podcast. So here we are, we're at the podcast. And like I said at the beginning, I am super excited and I'm so chuffed that this is an actual reality. I procrastinated for months before I started this podcast, so I'm so pleased it's finally here. I know there are loads of podcasts out there, but I'm not doing this to be number one. I'm doing it because I love what I do, talking and coaching. So if that means I'm able to help just one person make a positive change, empower them to feel more confident, then this makes me happy. On the podcast, I have a few guests coming up. I'm not looking for the big shot guests to interview. I kind of like the normal people, the people that have genuine stories to tell, can offer advice and encourage others to think outside the box. You will hear from hiring managers, HR, other recruiters, contractors, perm candidates, candidates looking for jobs, someone's journey on finding a job, all sorts. So this podcast is to cater for all, to allow you to listen to some frank conversations and also some solo efforts from me, where I might suddenly feel the urge to bring you up to speed on something or answer questions I get regularly. Like I said earlier, I want this podcast to feel like a friend, like someone you're having a chat with, a place where you can ask questions and go and actually be part of it. I'm always open for new suggestions and feedback. And if you have any specific questions you would like me to answer, ping me a voice note on the podcast platform or WhatsApp on 07 833 453 785. Equally, if you think you have a story that listeners might like to hear, such as your time in lockdown or your online onboarding story, or maybe you want to have a rant, who knows? Either way, I'm here to listen. I hope you continue to come back and look forward to bringing you content through 2020. Now it's time for you to move over to episode one, where you get to listen to Alex Webb from Zebra Technologies. Enjoy.